This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. Like all workers in the state, teachers in Arkansas public schools are not required to join a labor union. But following a recent U.S. Supreme Court case, leaders of non-union professional associations have made a push toward prominence. Daniel Breen with Arkansas Public Media reports.
Rebecca Simpson has taught social studies at Little Rock's Dunbar Magnet Middle School for the past 25 years. And through all that time, she hasn't joined the union. Not for any ideological reasons. She just doesn't see the benefit.
Arkansas being a right-to-work state, it's very difficult for a union to be strong, period, here. Because they're hamstrung by that fact that there can be no compulsory union membership. You can't force anyone to join. You can't force anyone to support a union.
Arkansas is one of 27 right-to-work states where public employees who aren't union members don't have to pay union fees. Following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last June, known as the Janus decision, the entire country is now effectively right-to-work. Following the decision, so-called non-union professional associations are seeking to grow their base. Enter the Arkansas State Teachers Association, or ASTA, the state's largest professional association for teachers. The group's executive director, Michelle Ballantyne Lynch, says ASTA has a similar function and structure as a union, but with certain key differences.
It's so affordable because of a lot of things we don't do. Campaigning for candidates, pursuing agendas not related to education.
Though the Janus case had little effect on Arkansas and the other states that were right to work, Lynch and ASTA published a full-page ad in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette detailing the specifics of the case roughly a month after the ruling.
Even though we're a right-to-work state, the fact that they have colleagues across this nation who were forced to pay dues to an organization that they did not agree with is discerning to them.
The statewide teachers union, the Arkansas Education Association, or AEA, is a subsidiary of the National Education Association, the country's largest labor union, which took in about $377 million in dues in 2015. Historically, labor unions have led efforts to improve working conditions, benefits, and pay for employees. AEA's president, Kathy Kohler, says a union's collective bargaining power creates visible results.
According to the Economic Policy Institute, states that are not unionized don't have union employees. Those employees make 3.1% less than those who are in states that are unionized. Test scores are higher in every state that was a union state. There is a direct correlation between paying professionals a professional wage and whether or not they are unionized.
By law, school districts with at least 50% union membership are obligated to consider maintaining those bargaining rights with the state. Following a state takeover in 2015, the Pulaski County Special School District chose not to keep collective bargaining, while Little Rock's district did. With the union's political action committee serving as its fundraising arm, Kohler says the AEA itself does not accept money from outside organizations. Conversely, Lynch says ASTA does seek funding from outside groups.
We do write grants to help us get things started. So we have the largest grant and scholarship program in the state for teachers. And that started with a grant from the Walton Family Foundation.
According to Lynch, the foundation gave ASTA a grant of $362,000 over a period of 3 years. Rebecca Simpson says she won't join the union with just 3 years left to retirement. Her school doesn't even have a designated union representative. For now, she'll try to affect change the only way she knows actually works.
You know, you've got to get the parents' voices out there because those are the voices that are listened to because those are your taxpayers. Teachers pay taxes too, but I think a lot of times when we say something, it's discounted. You know, that's got to be frustrating both for students and for parents.
In Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.